Want to start defending your guy again, Sue?
Anytime you want me to, I will forever. There's no discussion on this defense. I mean, shoot. What was it, Melvin Belli? I'm not as good as him, but I'm pretty good at defending him. I saw the play. I agree, whoever said it on national TV about he has to have eyes in the back of his head, it's the first thing I said. I thought it was ridiculous. I'm so tired of having to say things like that, but it's true. I coach football for a living, done it for a long time. All kinds of things happen, and he was trying to make a play, and nobody talks about the guard tackling him on the way to the quarterback. And we get no call, and they get a call. So, or he gets a fine, whatever it was.
What about Warren Sapp's most recent
great
batch of
question
comments?
Warren, you just...
He just keeps coming back.
He's amazing. He ought to watch the tape, though. There were 7 screens in the game. 3 of them were jailbreak screens and wide receivers, right? Wide receiver screens, defensive lineman chase. Sue did that. And the 3 other guys did that. That's how they got us. The DBs didn't do a good enough job at play entry with the linebackers. They got some yards on them. Conventional screens, they had 4. 2 of them, Sue almost decapitated the quarterback, and I was worried that he was going to get a flag, but he did a great job. The other one was incomplete. They gained 5 yards on one. So I don't know what he's talking about. I coach football for a living, and I think I do okay at that. I sure know statistics. Then there was the draw question, right? It was draws and screen. Well, he should look at the tape. There was 1 draw. It was 3rd and 18. The guy gained 11 yards. Tully missed a tackle, and then 3 guys hit him. They punted the ball. There were 2 play-action draws. 1, Cliff Averill got the sack. The other one, Sue knocked the quarterback down. It was incomplete. So if he wants to say anything more, tell him to fly in here. I'll be glad to talk to him about it.
And Sue's overall awareness, I mean, just how has he gone and developed from, a rookie to now, his awareness as a defensive tackle?
I think he's exceptional. I always have said that, and anybody wants to sit down with me and talk football, especially that position, is pretty easy for me. He, he's a complete player. He's probably played 4 or 5 games now in a row where he is just causing havoc inside. And having Nick next to him has really developed into something. And hopefully we'll get Corey back this week. I don't know that at this point, but Nick and Fairley are playing really, Fairley and Sue are playing well together, and they're making a lot of big plays.
What about Fairley? Can you just expand on how much he's grown since last year? I know the injury held him back, but even his play.
Well, we had a thing happen here on the field. And we're in a 2-minute drill, and Kevin Smith said something to Nick. And Nick said, hey, if this were live, you wouldn't get the ball off. And so Kevin added to Nick, he said, look, we'll chip you, and you won't get anywhere. And I said, Nick, do you know what a chip block is? He goes, no, and I really don't care. I said, Kevin, you're in trouble. That's Nick Fairley. He's oblivious to everything. When he plays the game, it's how you grow up to play it. It's like he's in elementary school playing. He just likes to play. And he's gotten well, and he's in good shape, and that's what you're seeing now. The athlete and the player that we thought we drafted, it took a little while because of the injury a year ago. But he is a dynamo. Now, he can run fast, and he has obviously made a lot of plays and not very many reps. He hasn't played as much as Sue has, but together they're going to form a pretty good duo.
You mean oblivious in a good way, too?
Yeah, he's oblivious to everything around him, and it's like a corner. When you get some of these corners that don't think they play, Nick, I don't know what he thinks about. He just puts his hand down when the ball snaps, and he's ready to go. And it's a character. It's a mindset that he has. That's what I like about him. I've always liked that. He makes me smile and laugh every day. He just did it again right as practice ended, and I can't say enough good things about him.
Gunner's an issue with playing on the edge or dirty play or whatever. Tell me what you think about the cut blocks, and do the Texans do more of that than most teams?
You all know that. Alex Gibbs was the line coach there. His protege is the head coach. And that's what they do. And, we used to go at it now twice a year when I was in another place. And once you call him and see how well they did there. You know, they didn't do too well. And that goes for the guy at Washington, too, Mike Shanahan. I mean, they all do it. And what's tough about playing defense in this day and age is the rules are, they're tough. They're tough. You know, I saw a block by Antoine Bolden last night. I mean, I had never seen anything like that. He knocked the San Diego Charger, it was a reception, I believe, on offense. He came peeled back and drilled somebody. I mean, those kind of things. You know, you don't coach football to hurt anybody. Yeah, I never have in my life. I coach tough, hard-nosed football, and that's what we play, you know. And people are, they're making mountains out of molehills. And some of the rules, you know, I don't want to get into discussion about what happened in that game. I mean, you know, for me, it's fair. Be fair. Play the game the way you're supposed to. Call the game the way you're supposed to. It's a great game, and some of these magic acts we got in computers and video systems are slowing it down too much for me.
How was your hang time on your putting the clipboard? Is that your
I want to address this now. The players always look at my bio, and there's a thing in there that I was a kicker. Well, what people don't know, I was a pretty good soccer player. And if I would have missed that clipboard, it would have been, I mean, that would have been terrible. That was an easy kick. That was easy, you know. And I told Sue this morning, there's a thing called the bicycle kick. I can still do it. I guarantee you I can do it right now. So for me to hit that clipboard was a piece of cake. I was at the point I wanted to eat the clipboard. That clipboard, I was so angry. But, you know, you go through these things, it happens, it's over, we got to go to the next game.
Can I ask you about Kyle VandenBosch? There are publications out here who review film and do their own grading system. He's been grading poorly on some of these. How is he grading in your the way you review it?
Well, you know, he's been banged up all year. There was a stretch from Philadelphia on for about 3 or 4 games. He played really well. He's tailed off a little bit, but, you know, everybody does. You have those sinking weeks where you don't want them to happen, but they happen sometimes. But he's practiced well again this week, and I look forward to him playing hard and playing well.
I was going to ask you about, this is way off the grid, but Kasim Osgood has been jokingly, and I don't think it's all jokingly, he wants to play defense in his next phase of his career.
If we're going to find players, there's some shots back when he's playing San Diego and I was coaching against him, I wanted to choke him a couple of times. He is a great guy. He is a terrific team guy, and he is 6'6", I think. He is really tough, and I would love to give him an opportunity to rush a passer one of these weeks. Just go out there and get him, you know. But obviously, we'd have to be ahead. So, but you know, he is a great guy, and he sure has the intangibles to go with his height to have played defense. He probably should have played defense because he's big, strong.
You've seen how guys carry themselves in this league for a long time. When a guy like Schaub comes out and says Sue is not Texans worthy. Is that over the line?
It's ridiculous, in my opinion. You don't talk about other players like that, you know. It's just against my ethics, and I would never do that. And, you know, people said something about Bruce Arians saying something about Sue, so he's accused of tampering, or I read something this morning. I mean, he was given a compliment to a great football player. That's what you do. You give compliments. You never make derogatory statements about another player or another team. If you say that, then say it behind closed doors and keep it that way. But you don't come out in the paper and start saying things like that. And you know, I'm sure Matt's a great guy, and he got caught up in the emotions, and I'll forgive him for it this time.
You think what Arian said was tampering?
No, I said the same thing, but they said that we did, so I don't know. I hope he doesn't get any repercussions off of it, and people are writing about it now. He just made a statement. He was trying to be a complimentary to a great player. That's all he did, you know, and I defend him for that too.